Good morning and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today I wanted to share about how God is is really with us. On our walk with God as we turn to Christ, and we fully commit ourselves to Him. Sometimes that can seem difficult because we're so used to relying on the people and the things of the world, to give us reassurance, to give us comfort, to solve our situations, all of those things. And when we're with God, we no longer need to do that. Because God is the one that gives us reassurance, that gives us comfort, that clarifies that what He says is true and final. God's word is final. We don't have to rely on people of the world to help our situations or our circumstances. Because that is also what God is there for. God has the perfect plan for our lives, and any difficulties that we're facing, any struggles that are apparent, these are not what are part of God's plan. So we cast them to the side, and just fully trust in God, fully trust that. What he has planned for us is great, much greater than anything that we're experiencing right now. And the w more we fully commit to him, the more we will reap the benefits from that. I have many, many testimonies that are great, that God has done truly, truly great things for me, for my family, for people I know, other believers that I've heard sharings of. But I think for me, the greatest testimony is me being here. Me being here where I am now, me w living in the perfect peace that I live in now, because I came from a life where I was so full of the feelings and the things of the world. I was riddled with anxiety, and that was really, really difficult for me to live with daily. I was suffering. The amount I was suffering was quite unreal, really. And since I've come to God, those situations that I was facing before, the feelings that were trying to take over me before, they are still there, but it's how I deal with it. It's how God gives me peace in it that is different. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, we do live in a world that is carnal, that is full of lies, full of deceit, and sometimes they can be distracting. Don't ever think that because these feelings may appear or try to appear, that God is not with you, or that you've done something to deserve that, because you haven't. The truth is, you haven't. The truth is, like I said, the world is full of lies and full of deceit, and that ultimately wants to take place of the truth of God, and we're not going to let that do that. Because God is a God that does not lie. He's someone that is always there for comfort. When your doctor's surgery is closed and you're panicking because you're feeling something you shouldn't be feeling, or you've got an illness that you are worrying about, God is there to reassure us, not the doctors. I mean, God can use people in the world to help us, you know, if we need that extra reassurance, if we need that physical voice speaking in our ear that, you know, everything's okay and everything's fine, then God will ultimately do that. But we have to be careful in that when we're seeking this reassurance that we're not doing it through doubt, because doubt is what will bring us the opposite. You know, we will then have the doctor that tells us, well, actually, it could be such and such, it could be such and such, and that then will bring fear. So I'm truly grateful that God has opened me up. He's opened my eyes up to the world, to the things of the world, to the things that we can feel in the world, and that they are lies, because I also have four children, and those four children are, you know, living by me. I am teaching them to live by God, but they follow me naturally as a mother. So I need to be aware of these things because I have these people depending on me. And it is my job, you know, with the help of God, to show them what life truly is, what life truly can be, what God promises our life to be. Because God loves us very, very much. He's our best friend, our father, our comforter, our supplier, you know, everything. God is everything. And if you don't have that in your life, then actually I feel very, you know, I feel very sorry for you because it truly is great to be able to just live in that peace no matter what circumstance comes your way, and to know that, you know, the ultimate final decision is actually by God and not by sometimes what the scary world can say or do. You know, that's truly great. That brings me a lot of comfort in my heart. And you know, I really, really want to pass that on to other people that you can also have that too. Because actually coming from where I came from to where I am now, like, I'm not gonna lie, you know, sometimes, like I had some real, real difficult situations face me. I was in hospital after having an operation, and you know, I had severe complications from the operation. I had sepsis, and on paper, I was probably quite close to, you know, if I let it, probably quite close to death. Like, I couldn't see at the time how poorly I was because I just felt peace. I felt okay. You know, like, yeah, I experienced a bit of pain, but I didn't for one second think that that was serious because to God is not serious. You know, everything is the same to God, whether you've got a cut on your finger or whether I've got sepsis, they're both the same thing to him. Nothing is too great for our God. Nothing is too much for him to deal with. And you know, like I was saying, so I was in hospital with that, and on paper, yeah, you could have looked at it and thought, oh God, like she's really, really poorly. But actually, no, because that's not what God planned for me. That's not what God designed for me. You know, I've had many, many things that have come and tried to attack me, steal my peace, make me worry, make me doubt, and it, you know, going back, probably last year, I had a real run of it. And for a second, I thought, you know, if I just maybe stopped, like believing in God, stopped living by God, maybe the devil will stop attacking me. And this is truly what he wants you to think, because then he has you exactly where he wants you. And the truth is, no, he's not going to stop attacking you. He's going to make you live a life full of misery, full of pain and suffering. And that is not what I'm standing for, because that is not what God promised me. So, if anything, I use those situations to build my strength, to build my faith, because I know God was with me. I know that God is with me every single day. And I know that with God, anything is possible. And, this I will be passing on to everyone who listens to me, everyone who lives in my house, my family, my friends, anyone who's willing to open their ears and listen and accept it in their heart that God is truly the greatest, you will reap the benefits. You will reap the benefits from hearing me speak, from hearing me share the wonderful things of God, and just by actually people seeing my life, seeing how things have changed for me, how I've changed as a person, how I actually manage and deal with things. Because over the last couple of days, like I've had three sick children, not sick to the point where they're very unwell, just sick. But when people have got colds and stuff, especially children, they can be very demanding and they're a bit more needing. And when you've got four of them, sometimes that can feel difficult, because I am one person and I am trying to divide myself into four. And when you've got a moment where every single one needs you, that is like, wow. Well, I either need to form into an octopus, or actually, God, help me out here. Give me a break. Help me. I can't physically be in four different rooms doing four different things for four different people at one second. Like, just help me. And the calmness, the peacefulness, that's what helps you through these situations, because God doesn't give you anything that you can't handle. And God will truly direct you and show you the best path, the best way forward, the best way to manage and deal with situations and circumstances. So just follow his lead. Go to him. Listen to his voice, listen to the feelings in your heart, and just go with him. Go with him in the flow of peace. So yeah, I really had that in my heart today, that I really wanted to just reach out and, say to all of you that, sometimes things can feel difficult. For the past couple of days, I haven't even been able to really like get dressed and leave the house, because I've been very busy doing my mother duties. But that's okay, because I have God with me. I have God to talk to, when I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, or when things are feeling a bit tricky, or I'm confused, I don't know what to do. I'm just like, hey God, help me out here. Show me. And like, there's no greater comfort than that, because God's not a friend that you pick up the phone, you call on, one that you call and doesn't answer because they're busy doing their own thing. God is always there. He's always there at the end of the line, waiting for you. You know, he's already watching. He's already watching, and he already has the solution before you even go to him and ask him for help. So that's truly great. You know, we can't want anything greater than that. And just believe that God has the greatest, greatest things in store for you. And I'm really excited to see what God does with my life, with Harvey's life, Lola's life, Grace's life, Hunter's life, my husband's life, with all of your lives. So I'm really excited for that. You know, to see how great and how much I've transformed and how far forward I've come within my journey with God, which will be 4 years this October, and how much further is gonna go. Like, it's truly great, it's truly exciting, and I have great patience. God is teaching me great, great, great. Great patience, which as a mother of four, I think you are definitely, definitely need that. So yeah, that was one of the things I asked him to help me with, and he really has done that. He's really, really taught me and still teaching me. I don't think I'll ever stop learning, you know. I think God says, like, we will never stop learning. And not just learning from God, but learning from each other too, which is really great, which is why connections are so important and so great. Because we all need to hear those heavenly words, to be able to go forth and to grow. So yeah, I hope this has reached all the people that God has wanted it to reach today. And I hope it's really give you some great hope and inspiring words. And I hope you all have a great day today, and I love you all very much. God bless you.